So at least you'd know, at least get closer to 132 than 120. We were closer to 120 than we were to 132. Everything has to be played in time. And usually you do a good job with that. But when we went over and broke it down, section by section, it sounded fine. Did a great job looking at a piece of music that you would never seen before, you know, for the first time, that is a lot closer to grade four than a lot of drum corps stuff, which is more grade two, grade three. It's a tough, because there are so many independent parts that do not line up. The person beside you could be playing a totally different part, but you might be in the same choir. So you did a real nice job with that. And I'd like to do more work with that. I think it's a lot of cool music from that play. And I think this is it's very contemporary. Was it played this year?
Yep.
Yeah, Crom played this year. It's a ballad. It's a beautiful piece of music. And it's, you guys made it sound really nice. I can only imagine what it would sound like when the full complement of brass is here. What did we have on Saturday? We had 33. We have 20. With another 13 brass or more. And a bottom, counter bass on the bottom. So, we'll get the MP3s for you to listen to. I wish Smart Music had a free, I don't know what the free deal is with Smart Music, but I think you probably have to pay for it. If it is free, I can put the entire score on there, and you can play your part along with all of the other parts. You get to listen to the whole score when you play your part. I know they have a free subscription, but I don't know how much you can get out of that. But you did a good job. You did a real good job with that. I was looking at it today, you know, saying, okay, we'll work this, we'll work that, we'll work this. And then when I get here, it's like, wow, this is really challenging when I see the way some of the rhythms line up. But you can play with a very high level of musicianship when you want to, or I should say when you're reminded. When you're reminded to stop taking the baseball swings at the notes and play with a little expression, you sound really cool. And you can hear it in the line. I mean, you don't hear what it sounds like out here, but it sounds good to you in the line, so you can only imagine it sounds that much better. And Frank, I think you said that Saturday, you know, sitting in front of the hotline, not being in the line, how much different it sounds. So you're picking up a real, there aren't too many, well, there are no alumni clubs that would stick their neck out and play something like we did as a sight reading exercise tonight. And you made it, you were pretty successful with it the first time through. So that can only get better. And it's nice to work with other styles, other genres, rather than the same stuff over and over again. I told Roy before we started tonight, I'm really into the John Philip Sousa in the marches. Just some of the stuff he's written, I'm working on like the Washington Post and a few other tunes that he has, just to put aside to maybe pull out for us sometime. Possibly use, and it's not really challenging for you guys on top. And I know in parades, you shops after you're playing above the staff all afternoon, it's like, give me a break. His stuff, he writes the cornet, three cornet parts in B flat. He also writes an E flat cornet, which is kind of weird. But they're all on the staff for most of the time. But it's the way he voices things, the way he doubles a baritone part with a top Trumpet Park, and we'll have some of the other moving lines with the Mill Voices. Just some cool stuff. If you go on the Marine Corps released all of his music, I think 3 years ago, and it's all public domain now. So you don't have to pay any royalties. I mean, he almost went broke because he wasn't getting paid any money at all back then. And he was, of course, with the Marine Corps. And I think he wrote Seven Fidelities in one night. I'm just like, crazy. But yeah, if you ever want to check out his stuff, you can download all the parts, you can download the full score, you can download the MP3 file to listen to some really, really nice stuff. So at some point in time, I want to throw that in here to sight read too, just to sight read, because it's a whole different flavor when you play a Susan Marsh. As you heard, it's Sassus Ray. So. We should start with something. All right, let's warm down. If you want to hang out sometime this summer, we go outside in April, the end of April, at Pheasant Lane Mall. There's some great restaurants in the area. If you want to come up and hang out, and I would be glad to have partake in a couple of brewskis after rehearsal. So you're always welcome to come on up. Hey, Logie?